Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Elijah.
This is him.
Hi, it's Monica with Family First Care. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good, thank you. So I was just calling you because I got the authorization code to schedule your appointment to get your fingerprints taken. Do you have a couple of minutes
Yes.
so we can schedule that?
Let me check. Let me find that. Let me get my calendar, actually.
Sure.
Okay.
All right, so I have to ask you a couple of questions before I schedule you, okay? So just give me one moment so I can open up this page. What county do you live in?
And what count?
Yeah, what county?
County of Delaware.
Delaware?
Yes.
What state were you born in?
California.
Have you ever used any aliases?
No.
And your residential address is the same as your mailing address? I have 318 Glenwood Circle, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023.
Yes.
Okay. What's your height?
5'6",
And your weight?
135,
Your hair color?
black,
And your eye color?
brown.
What's your race? It gives me Asian, Black, Native American, Caucasian, or Latino.
Native American.
Okay, and your ethnicity, non-Hispanic, Hispanic, or unknown?
Hispanic.
Okay. Do you want to bring your passport as a form of ID?
Yes.
Okay.
Would my regular ID, such my California ID, would that be acceptable too?
Yeah, you can bring in your California ID. They might, because it's an out-of-state ID, they might charge you though, like an out-of-state fee.
Let's do the passport.
Okay. All right, so the closest location I have to your zip code is at Clifton Heights, PA, and that's approximately 2.25 miles from you. It's an identical location, and let me check what their availability is. One moment. Okay, so I don't have, it does say that you could walk in. You just probably have to kind of wait a little bit if you do a walk-in, because the closest appointment I have is not until next week, next Wednesday, which is the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you want?
I understand.
Do you want to walk in, or do you want me to schedule you for next Wednesday?
Let's just schedule in for next Wednesday.
Okay. So I need you to understand that it may take up to 10 business days for us to get the results back. So if you go next week, we're probably not going to be receiving any results until the week after. Let me just look at where the case is holding.
Do you have the address to the place?
Yep. Just give me one moment.
Of course.
Okay, so they already spoke to the service coordinator. They're trying to get the authorization in by the 12th, which would be in 2 days, by Friday. So if you wait until the 17th and we get the authorization in, you're not going to be able to start until we get those results in.
Of course.
So
I'm going to try to walk in.
Okay, do you want to try to walk in today because it's still early? Or do you want to try to walk in, like, tomorrow? Because the sooner that you can get it done, it would be the better.
Yes, I would try to get it done today, if not tomorrow.
Okay, so I'm going to put in walk-in, and let me send you over. I'm going to send you the confirmation of your appointment. You're going to show this to them when you go in, and make sure you bring your passport with you because they are going to check your ID. When you're done with your fingerprints, they're going to give you a receipt. Okay, just make sure you take a picture of that and send it to me via text, okay?
Yes,
ma'am. And then after that, generally we get the response of your results via mail. So you either get a copy or we get a copy. I'm just going to be in touch with you and check in with you every other day to see if you get anything in the mail. So make sure you check your mail very often, like every day, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And then we'll do the same. If I get something in, I'll let you know if I got your results. And please let me know if you get the results, okay?
Yes.
All right, Elijah. So I'm going to send this to you shortly. Besides that, let me see. I don't think I was missing anything else. Just your fingerprints. Let's see. Did you complete your direct deposit form?
Yes.
Let me just check. I didn't get your direct deposit form.
That's funny. Oh, probably I didn't. Incognito forms, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't. But I'm going to get that. Sorry. Okay. I'll get that done as soon as possible.
Sure, sure. Just get it done and text me when you're finished so I can go ahead and set you up with that. And then the only thing we would be waiting for would be your fingerprint results once you get that done, okay?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So I'll send you the confirmation shortly. Just respond to my text so that I know that you got it, because I don't want you to not be able to go because you didn't get the text. Okay?
Okay, I'll respond to your text.
Yep, sounds great. Thank you, Elijah. Keep me posted on everything, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty, bye-bye.
Thanks.